Okay, the boys, today's daf is daf Mem Aleph. We're starting on Mem Omid Beis, five lines from the bottom of the Omid where the Gemara starts. Omer Reb Zeira, Omer Reb Masna, Omer Shmuel. Tcheles ein ba mishum kelayim, vafilu betalis beturim. When you're talking about tcheles, the Gemara, when he uses the term tcheles, often is not referring specifically to the two strands or one strand of tcheles and on each corner, but rather it's talking generally about tzitzis. And what does it say about the tzitzis? There's no problem of kilayim, meaning of shatnes. That there is no problem of shatnes that we know. In fact, there was a machloikis yesterday between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Well, of course, we paskin like Beis Hillel. In fact, the Brice itself says we paskin like Beis Hillel. That there's no problem of shatnes by tzitzis. Why? Because we have the benefit of the asay doichalois asay. Have a wonderful young man. Have the benefit of the asay doichalois asay. What is the asay doichalois asay? We have two psukim back to back in Parshas Kisetze. The first pasuk says, "Lusilba shatnes tzemro fish tem yachdom." Don't wear shatnes. The next pasuk says, "Gedilim tasaloch al arba kamfei tzuscha asher techasaba." So we have the asay of gedilim, which is talking about tzitzis. We have the lois asay of shatnes. And therefore, we are not concerned about shatnes. But what Shmuel says now is explosive. He says, "Tchelus ein ba mishum kelayim ba filu betalis ptura." Even if the talis is potter min atzitzis, then there is no mitzvah. There is no asay. The talis is potter. So in bazoi fishteitzach. There should be a din of shatnes. The whole ptur of shatnes is because an asay toich aloises is a mitzvah of tzitzis. But the talis is potter, it's potter. I don't understand what Shmuel is saying. And therefore the Gemara now tries to understand what Shmuel means. Before we give an explanation of Shmuel, we first want to isolate and identify what is the case that Shmuel is referring to. My talis ptur, what do we mean by talis is potter? So the Gemara assumes initially that the talus is just too small to have a Torah's talus. Eilema de les boshi'ura. Are you telling me that it's so small and therefore it's potem and not tzitzis? What time you have a braisa? Talus she'akotet miskase boy roi she'verubay. If it's a talus, not only it's a talus cotton, but it's a talus of a cotton, that the cotton can be miskase boy roi she'verubay, not a godel, it's just too small for a godel. But for a young kid, this talus is big enough. The godel could use it on occasion, for instance, he can use it as an extra scarf or something. It doesn't fit the rest of the body, it's only fits the cotton. But the godel can use it if he's cold, he can add another layer to his neck to warm up a little bit. So in such a case, chayev is betzitzis. It would be mechuyev in tzitzis because since he uses it on occasion, no, then it has enough of a status of a chiyev that you have to go and put on tzitzis. However, in a cotton miskasa by reish v'rubay, if it's so small that the cotton can't be miskasa reish v'rubay, the cotton uses it as perhaps his scarf, but a very small scarf for a small cotton. Even if occasionally a godel would use that, it's so small, it's potter, it's ptura. Aha. As we state in the braisa. And the braisa continues on. The same thing applies to kilayim. Now, what does that mean? The same thing applies to kilayim. My v'chein l'inyan kilayim. What does that mean? Ilayim v'chein l'inyan. Isurud de kilayim. Are you telling me the same thing applies to an iser? What does that mean? To an iser? That if a cotton cannot be miskasaba because it's so small, just like there is no chiv of tzitzis, there's no din of kilayim. So if there is shatness inside this tiny little scarf-like beged, so small that even a cotton ain't miskasabai. Are we saying, just like there's no mitzvah of tzitzis, there is no iser of kilayim? V'anantanan, we have another Mishnah in Mesechtes Kilayim, ain aroi b'kilayim. There is no such din of din aroi. So therefore, even if the godel only goes out occasionally, and maybe he doesn't even go out at all, nevertheless, you're still chai mishum shatnes. This distinction we made about your godly yoytze baroi, nish yoytze baroi, it really makes no difference. Kilayim is kilayim is kilayim, even if it happens to be a very small pagan. So therefore, if that's the pshat in our Gemara, then we have a problem. So Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said, no, the pshat in the Brais is not talking about that there is no iser of kilayim, of shatnes, when you have a very small beggar. But really, it's the other way around. Meaning, he uses the term sadan betzitzis because that was yesterday's Gemara, and sadan betzitzis has the strong potential of being kilayim or shatnes, because a sadan is typically made out of pishtun, out of linen, and the tzitzis are typically made out of wool, specifically and especially the two of the tcheles. I always say two because Rashi always says two, but really it's a big machloikis or rishonim, whether it's two or one, or according to the Rambam, just a half. But the point is, whichever tzitzis are tcheles, the word tcheles doesn't just mean blue or aquamarine or the derivative of a chilozain. Tcheles means by definition wool. So if you're putting wool of tcheles on a sadan, which is typically made out of pishtun, then you've got a shatnes situation. So what did Rav Nachman say b'chein the inyan sadan b'tzitzis? He said that if the talis has a shear, and therefore there is a chiyuv of tzitzis, then the asay is doicha the lois asay of shatnes, because gedilin tasalach, it's mechiyuv tzitzis. On the other hand, if you're talking about a beged which is so small that it's not mechiyuv tzitzis, then there is a din of shatnes, because you don't have the benefit of the asay doicha lois asay. So I don't understand why Shmuel said that there is no din of shatnes at filu betalis ptura. Here you have a case of a talis which is so small that it's potter minat tzitzis, but it's mechoyev b'shatnes, and that's the pshat that Rav Nachman Yitzchak gives to this price. It's achzeh shver and shvul. Everything more elamai p'tura. What does it mean then when Shmuel said, what does Shmuel mean? That say that there is no din of shatnes by talis p'tura. He's talking about a case of hitel lemutelas. What's a hitel mutelas? So we had this case yesterday in the Gemara. It was Reb Zeira's case. If we go back about 8 or 9 lines from the bottom of the Omid of yesterday, but the Gemara said, "Am Reb Zeira hitel mutelas ksheira." What was the case of hitel mutelas? So Rashi explained that it's talking about that this was an arbekanthus, meaning it was a talis that already had tzitzis on it, and the tzitzis were kosher in all the four corners, and this person intended to go and make a switch to have a new set of tzitzis. The Gemara doesn't say why, but the presumption is because the old tzitzis were already faded, they were already worn out, they were turning brown, green, yellow, orange, whatever. They were no longer the pristine white that they were originally. Not only that, perhaps some of them got shortened over the years as a result of getting stuck under somebody's foot or in somebody's chair or the bench or wherever, as it happens very often to people wearing talasim, and therefore he wants to switch it. So now there are two ways of switching it. You can go and take off all the old tzitzis first and put in brand new tzitzis, or you can do like Reb Zeira is talking about, that all of the tzitzis were still bimkomam, and he decided to add another layer of tzitzis to each one of the four corners. And Rava and a Papa discussed yesterday whether you have a baltoisiv situation. But regardless, Reb Zeira said if you put new tzitzis onto the old tzitzis, it's kosher. It is kosher. Even afterwards, when you take off the old ones and you leave on the new ones, it'll continue to be kosher. The reason will continue to be kosher, said the Gemara, because it's not considered to be tas of aloy mina osui. Why is it not tas of aloy mina osui? L'choira, when he put on the new tzitzis, the tzitzis, the talis was potter because it had pre-existing tzitzis on it. So when you take off the old, now the new ones are on a talis which was previously potter at the time that you put the tzitzis on. So I should have a problem with tasim lemon. Also, the Gemara said yesterday, said Rava, it's talking about a baltoisiv situation, and therefore, since it's baltoisiv, the putting on of the new tzitzis is not considered to be a maisa, and it undermines the mina osui character. What you really did was, in a sense, irrelevant by just putting it on. Nothing happened yet. And now it only springs into action when you take the old tzitzis off. And now you have the tasa, and therefore it's not a tasa. And also, that was yesterday's sukkah. Anyway, so bottom line is, Reb Zeira said, it's kosher. So now, Zoktun Zigimara says, Reb Zeira, Rav Masna, Rav Shmuel, if on that very same talis that we're talking about, a talis that already had tzitzis, and you're thinking about putting on new tzitzis, but instead what you do is you put in kelayim, what's the halacha then? Hitlutalas, then there would not be a din of shatnes. No din of shatnes. Freiti mora. Elamai Batura means hitlumutalas. He put it on a talis that already had tzitzis on it. And so therefore, what the chiddush now of Reb Zeira, Omer Rav Masna, Omer Shmuel is, that this talis upon which you put the new tzitzis on a talis that already had tzitzis, that there is no din of shatnis because it's kosher tzitzis. Freiti mara, v'amra Reb Zeira chodezimna. After all, this is just a derivative or a continuation of Reb Zeira's halacha of yesterday, that hita lemuteles ksheira, if it's a kosher talis with kosher tzitzis, so then if you have a shatnis problem, it's an asei doich aloi sese. If you were telling me hita lemuteles is posel, so it's a posel talis, and now what are you doing? You're going and wearing now shatnis, so you don't have the benefit of the asei of tzitzis being doich aloi sese, because it's not a kosher talis. But if you're telling me that it's kosher, hita lemuteles ksheira, so then I have the benefit of gedilim tasalach overriding the din of leisil bash shatnes. So of course it's kosher. There is no shatnes problem. If that's in fact what Shmuel is saying. Rav Zeira, Rav Masna, Rav Shmuel, tcheles ein ba mishem kelayim ba'afilu b'talis p'tura, not only by your regular normal talis, but even in the talis p'tura of the case of hitel lemuteles, where I, Rav Zeira, have already said before it is kosher. Since it's kosher, then it's no different than any other talis. No, that's why there's no din of shatnes. Rav Zeira is just repeating himself. Here he's talking about tzitzis, and here he's talking about shatnes, but bottom line is, they really go hand in hand. Says Yimar, you're right. The halacha number two is a derivative or an extension of halacha number one. Once we've concluded that hitel and talis kosher, oh, so it's kosher, so it's like any other talis, just like any other talis, there's no shatnes problem because of the esed doicha lois esay. There is no problem over here either because of esed doicha lois esay. Yes.
A brief question: if a talis is linen, it has tzitzis of wool, and it has shatnes in it for another reason, somewhere else in the beged.
Mm-hmm.
It's putter from shatnes because the mitzvah of tzitzis overrides shatnes in the beged, or only in the corners, only in the areas where there's a makom mitzvah. The danger, of course, is in this case, mm-hmm. if one of the tzitzis becomes pusel, mm-hmm. then you no longer have the tour. But in generally speaking, and also we said, ein arai b'klayim, we've had other gemaras where you have someone who's selling clothing and he has a shatnes beged that he got somehow, and he's allowed to demonstrate it for a customer. He's not getting hanah from it, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that's also sort of intention with this ein arai b'klayim.
The Gemara doesn't address your question directly. However, it lechoyrisly malavel emoyed for our purposes. In other words, we could extend or explain our Gemara that either the existing tzitzis or the brand new tzitzis that he put on were kelayim betzitzis. It was a shatnes situation. So I might have thought, lule the first Reb Zeira, that if you're adding a tzitzis to an existing beged, then maybe you're paslining that.
Because of the Baal Tosef.
Because of the Baal Tosef, or Rapapa said it for yesterday, that limavitule kamachavin, by putting on the new tzitzis, you want to be mevatel the old tzitzis. And therefore he held Baal Tosef leka. In fact, Rav Papa held that Hitl Metelus Taka would not be kosher. He disagreed with Reb Zeira. But bottom line is, it could be that he's adding, and they are Baltoisev strings, or they could be these are Mevatel strings, the Mevatel, the existing strings. And therefore, if they are Mevatel, So maybe this is not a kosher talis now, because the old ones are becoming bottled. The new ones are on a situation of tassel and asi. So the whole thing is possible. So Reb Zeira now repeats his halacha of yesterday and says, no, you should know this talis is going to be kosher. And even if some of the tzitzis happen to be shatnas tzitzis, it's also not a problem, because once it's kosher, it's an asi. Doicha
boises.
Good. What was the scandal about?
The Turkish relations about Sunni war, which were from, they came from Asia.
The Shatnas in the
Shatnas.
Shatnas
and what? Turkish palaces originally came from Turkey, but they make them in other countries now. They make them in Israel now, shouldn't be a problem. I think they were making them in Pakistan or something, and there was one shopping in them. Belza Hasidim wear them, and Shemokha Hasidim wear them. Hasidim wears one.
We're not talking about the tzitzis, we're talking about the beged itself, which is what Barry was addressing.
Very heavy towels, Turkish towels. And once upon a time, it was considered to be Yehuda because they were not shoppers, but it seems like today something is cutting corners.
This was white, they were typically white and black, and it was the typical design that we have.
Yeah, they're very heavy, insulation.
Today we are typically machmir not to wear shatnas in our talesim, because the whole heter of wearing it is only based on the fact that you have to have techeles wool, and most of the begadim in the good old days were made out of linen. So you had your linen begad and you had your techeles wool, you got a problem with shatnas, says the Torah, no problem. Today, unfortunately, we don't have tcheles. Some people wear tcheles, but in general, the majority of people don't wear tcheles. So therefore, we don't have a situation of linen beget with woolen tzitzis. And that's why it says, la'alocha, preferably one should not wear shatnas bezman hazeh. Especially, it's an outgrowth of yesterday's Gemara. But the Gemara said that even though the halacha is like Beis Hillel, that tzadin betzitzis is mutter because of the Esed Deichaloi says, the Gemara gave yesterday five separate reasons why in Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim they were machmir not to go and wear shatnas in tzitzis. The final reason the Gemara gave was because of Ksus Laila. What's Ksus Laila? We're afraid that this person throughout the day when he was wearing it, no problem. But what happens when it gets night? Since the din of tzitzis is ureisim oisa, you're only mekayim a mitzvah during the day. You're not mekayim a mitzvah at night. The person might continue to wear it into the night, or he gets cold at night and he wants to take a talis which has on it, it's a linen talis. After all, you make your bed with linens, bed linens. So he goes and makes now his bed with a talis linen which has now the wool strings attached to it. And after nightfall, there is no longer a heter, or it's no longer mechuyev b'tzitzis. So therefore, you don't have the benefit of an asay doich alois asay, and you're going to be wearing shatnas. So based on that, it says lahalacha that l'chadchila one shouldn't make any chalasim today out of shatnas.
My grandfather told me a story when I was a kid that in Alita, in the middle of the century, there was a palace factory. And it turned out with Felicity with shotguns and the Republicans committed suicide. I mean, they were supposed to everything.
Committed suicide?
Palace factory, yeah.
Nope. Not a nice guy.
But it's Ksus Yom, and he happened to be wearing a light. It's not Ksus Laila.
That's right. In fact, that's not today's Gemara. There is another sugya whether Ksus Laila is defined as miyuchad laila, like pajamas, or anything that you wear at night is a Ksus Laila. Our Gemara of yesterday goes based on the assumption that anything that you wear at night is Ksus Laila, even if it's not miyuchad l'kach. Therefore, you're using it throughout the day, either as your talis cotton, or you're using it for your tefillah in the morning when you're davening, and then at night, it's cold. You're going to take out that talis and put it on top of you. The problem at night, you had a problem of shatnas and you don't have the mitzvahs. You don't have the eser, doich alois. That was the final reason the Gemara gave yesterday not to go and put tzadin b'tzitzis. Even though we're basking like Beis. Hello? Well, we're machmer like Beis Shammai because in Yerushalayim they had that special gzeira she'enon b'kiyin. That's what the Gemara said yesterday on the Amud Aleph. Anyway, start a new shtick Gemara Tana Rabban. We had a talis kfula. The talis was so large that the balabas of the talis folded it in half, and he now made tzitzis on the fold. instead of making tzitzis on the four corners, he went and made it on the folds. So now, in each one of the corner, it's folded over. Even those where take a very large cloth. Think in your mind, conjure up in your mind, take a large cloth, a large beged, a large towel, go and fold it over. Here we have a tissue. We're going to go and normally you'd make tzitzis on the four corners of a tissue. You take the tissue and we're going to fold it now in half. Now we're doubled it over. He's going to make tzitzis now, what used to be four separate corners have now become two corners. Puts one here, and then on the fold he's going to go and put two tzitzis there as well. Okay, so what's the din about that? A machloikis. Chayev is mitzitzis means it's mechuyev on the new folded talis. Of course you're mechuyev on the old talis on the four corners. It has four corners. We're talking about on the brand new corners that you have now folded over, put tzitzis over there. Reb Shimon pointed, Reb Shimon says, no, chas v'shav. Says Yimar, Shavin Shim Kavla the Tafra Shechayeves. Ah, so now the Gemara is already telling us what's the reason why Reb Shimon patzes. Reb Shimon patzes because he says that eventually, or even if not eventually, you could at any given moment undo the kfela. At the Gemara at the moment doesn't address the issue yet of whether you've sewn up this folded over talis, or whether you've made some other type of arrangement. I think more is just assuming you just fold it over and you're putting tzitzis now in the four brand new corners. Ah, says Reb Shimon, eventually, or at least there's the possibility even now, that you're going to go and open up these four corners. And guess what's going to happen? You're going to go and find tzitzis in the middle. Instead of finding tzitzis at the four ends, you're going to have at least two tzitzis are going to be there in the middle. That's really going to be almost comical.
Baltosef, you'll have six now, because you have the four from before, and now you have the two in the middle.
Well, we're talking about that he only had four altogether.
Okay.
But if he opens it up, what's going to happen? Let's see, he'll tear two corners, and he'll straighten it out now. So now he's going to be left with two in the existing corners, two smack in the middle, and two other corners that have no tzitzis whatsoever. So Reb Shimon says, I'm concerned about that, and therefore it's potter. However, Vishav and even Reb Shimon would agree, Shim Kafla Vitafra, oh, if he did Tfira, if he went and sewed it up, he wove it together, and made it as a festa Tfira, then he would be Chayev. Why? Because essentially he is changing the character of this beged. That it's no longer this long beged. Now it's a short beged because he folded it over and he sewed it up. Zokti Maratav Reb Shita. I don't even see what the grois achidish is v'shavin. V'shteitzach. Every one of our begadim look very carefully and may very well have been that it was much longer and that you sewed it and you wove it and you did it differently. You look at the final product. Whatever the final product is, if you went and sewed it up, of course, then you have four brand new quarters. It's talking about that he didn't go and really stitch it up. They only did sichi. Now exactly what is there, sichi? So Rashi has two pshatim. The nokta b'sichi, Rashi says brokosh. Doesn't explain what brokosh means. Apparently that's some sort of French term. But the art scroll interprets the French term to mean that they put in like pegs or clips. Or today I guess they would talk about putting in safety pins to go and put it together and hold it together. Or the second pshat of Rashi is tfira rechova, bastir. In other words, instead of going and doing real nice small stitches like you would typically do when you are stitching something up or when you're doing a good sewing job, he made these very wide and long stitches, which everybody knows, if it gets caught on something, boom, all the stitching will fall to pieces very, very quickly. Not only the stitching, the whole talus is going to fall into a much larger piece than it is now. Ah, so that case, that's the shoven. That if you at least did as ashtikl sichi, even Reb Shimon would say, okay, it's fine. You can go and put on the tzitzis on the brand new four corners as opposed to the original four corners. But if you didn't even do that, all you did was fold it over. And then you put the tzitzis in, says Reb Shimon, forget about it. That's potter. It's not going to work. And in fact, the Gemara tells a real life story. Rabba Bar Huna, ikla lebe Rava Bar Rav Nachman, or there's another gear, so lebe Rava Bar Rav Nachman. So one Rabba is visiting the other Rabba. So he was wearing such a doubled over talis. In fact, that's what he did. He put the chutim on the folds, like the original case of the braisa. If shita, and then ultimately it taka fell apart. The talis taka fell apart. And the asachuta the kamla hadireshe. And now this Rabba Bar of Nachman, who's wearing the talis, guess what? He opens up the talis, the ikfela fell apart, and now he discovers that there are two talisim which are coming out of his ears. In other words, they are shoulder length or head length.
Shoulder height.
Shoulder height. Oh, so Rashi says, Taka, talking about a talis which was exactly double. So now we open it up. Presumably half of it is now in front of him, half is on back of him, and therefore smack in the middle at his head or at his shoulders or slightly in the back of his neck, whatever, there are now tzitzis sticking out, and he's almost like a laughing stock. So then he told him, Amalei, so now Rabba Bar Huna, who's visiting, said, that's not the konef that the Torah is talking about. The Torah is talking about real good proper arba kanfois, where you put the four tzitzis, the gom, fold it and put it in the middle. Don't do that, it's wrong. So as soon as Rabbi Rav Nachman heard that, also shatya, he went and took the talis and he removed it. And he put on another talis, or he put on another beged that was not mechuyev betzitzis. Omalei, so Rabbi Bar Huna, who's visiting, said, Misavres Chayves Gabrihu, you think talis is a chayva, a chiv on the person, and so therefore, as a result of your taking it off, you're okay, you're potter from the first one, and you put on a brand new one. Chayves talisu, the din of tzitzis is not just a gabra dikadin, it's a chavtsa din, which means that if you own a beged of four kanfois, you have to put on tzitzis even if you don't need it, and you don't intend wearing it. Just the ownership alone requires you to put tzitzis on. Rashi even goes and says it dramatically. Vafila eser, even if you have 10 such talesim, you're obviously not wearing them on a regular basis. You got 10 of them. They all are mechuyev tzitzis, even though they're in your dresser drawer. Mechuyev tzitzis. And therefore, he told him, Zil, Ramila, go shnel and fix the original talis by taking out the tzitzis from the middle and putting them at the ends, so that you should have a proper kosher talis.
I know something like that, the lifshitz, so I'm wondering whether she can put tzitzis on blanket,
you know, on a blanket. Yeah.
So the lifshitz says the world doesn't do dumb things, the world doesn't do.
Aha. Yeah. Good. Yeah. Very good. Good answer. Tukimar, you just said now that it's a chuyvus talis. Let's talk bring a raya. We had this commodity a couple of days ago. Chasidim Rishonim kivin she'orgu ba shalosh hoyimatilin ba tcheles. Chasidim Rishonim, once that an ariga of three, I said a couple of days, we had yesterday's gemara, kivin she'orgu ba shalosh hoyimatilin ba tcheles. As soon as it was a ariga of three, they put on tcheles. And the gemara yesterday had a havamin and a maskana what the pshat in this gemara was. The havamin was kivin she'orgu shalosh, even though we're still in the middle of the weaving and we only have three corners, you don't even have four corners yet, the Chassidim are already putting on tzitzis, and the Gemara said that's impossible because that would certainly be a tasavolimina situation. And the Gemara said it's talking about that the talis was almost finished. Kimin she'orgu b'shalosh means that they were within three etzba'os of the corners of the beged, and starting from three etzbois until the end of the beged, you're mechuyev to put the tzitzis in that three etzbois area. So the Chassidim Rishonim didn't wait until the weaver finished the entire beged until the end. They said to Mr. Weaver, oh, this talis is already mechuyev betzitzis because you're already within the finishing touches, within that last three etzbois. Let us go quickly put the tzitzis on, and then you can go and finish off the talis and do a great job. So they went to put on the tzitzis immediately. Now, why did the Chassidim Rishonim have to go and put it on yet? The talis is not finished yet, and they're not going to wear it yet. You only have to go and put on tzitzis when you're ready to wear it. So the fact that the weaver is weaving, let him continue weaving, let him do a great job, let him finish it off, and then let him hand them over to the Chassidim Rishonim, and then they'll put the tzitzis on. What was the haste? It is l'chayra raya that it's chayvis talisu, and therefore, even though the talis may not be 100% finished, who cares? It's already mechuyev betzitzis, and that's why let's put it on quickly. the reason why they're called Chassidim is because they added chumris on themselves. It could be Me'ikradin, it's chayv is Gavra. But they wanted to be Zrizim and Mitzvahs. They wanted to put it on as quickly as possible, even though technically there was no need to go and rush to put the tzitzis on yet.
Yeah, but it's loom, and that's how you weave. It's hard to figure out how they.
The technical aspects over here. Maybe the last part you don't weave anymore, maybe you just go and stitch it up or something. Anyway, upliga de malocha. It could also be that they were working on the other three corners as the weaver is weaving the fourth corner. And here you don't have a problem, tassel mina osoi, because the beggar is totally chuyav betzitzis now, even though you haven't finished that last shtickler, because that last shtickler is already within the final three etzbois. It's already bottom of the ninth, so to speak, to use a baseball metaphor, which is inappropriate for tzitzis. But nevertheless, it's already chuyav betzitzis. So they said, weaver, you finish off the fourth. We're going to work on the other three. In the meantime, and quickly put in the tzitzis, even though nobody's ready to put it on yet, the weaver's still weaving. Anyway, uplig the malacha.
That's a good question. When you're playing baseball and all sweaty, you have to wear tzitzis.
I wasn't referring to that, Shaila. Okay. But anyway, speak to your competent Orthodox rabbi. Uplig the malacha. And this Rabbi Bar Rav Huna that said that it's a choyves talis, he is disagreeing with the malach. Who's the malach? The malach ashkechel Rav Ketina, a malach came down and he saw Rav Ketina to mechse sadina, that he was wearing a sadin. And we said yesterday, at least according to Beis Shammai, you don't wear titis on a sadin. The gzeda mishum ksus laila. So Rav Ketina was wearing such a linen beged without titis. Omalei, so the malach said to him, Ketina, Sadina bekaita besarbala bistov. You're wearing a sadin during the summer months where people dress a little bit more lightly, so that's why you're wearing linen and you're not putting on tzitzis. And during the winter months, you're wearing a sarbel. Rashi says a sarbel is a mantle. Mantle means a coat. However, Rashi says that the coats that they used to make in those days, they made sure to round off the corners, just like the Litvisha fraks. They go and round off the corners, so it should only have two kanafayim, only two corners and not four, and therefore be potter men at tzitzis. So he said to him in such a rhetorical fashion, if you're going to go and only wear sadins during the summer, and you're going to hold like the Yakiri Kartu Yushalayim, the people of Machman Yushalayim, that they didn't go and put tzitzis on because of the gzeid of Ksus Laila, and during the winter you're going to wear a mantle that you're going to round off, then you're never going to be Mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis. As Omar Lay, so Rabba was no Ketina, Rav Ketina said to the Malach, Achisa essay, you're getting so upset at me on the inyan of an essay. If I'm not Mekayim the essay, I'm not Mekayim the essay, but you don't give an oinish for that. You only give an oinish if a person over on a lav. Yes, if a person on a consistent basis doesn't do a mitzvah saseh, you can take him to bezin, they can give him makis mardis. But min ha-toyra, there's no din of malchus.
Can you bring an offering for that?
You can bring an oil offering too, and I don't even know whether this, I assume Rav Ketina is already after the Chorban Bis Migdish, and therefore he couldn't bring it. But the bottom line is, but there's no oinish. If a person didn't bring his oil, he didn't bring his oil. But he doesn't get an oinish for that. So therefore he's telling the malach, what? Amaleisa, the Malach explains him. Isman the Ikar Rischa on Shiran. When you're talking about Idna Derischa means that unfortunately it's a period where there's divine wrath and fury against Klal Yisrael Chas V'Sholem. Then the Kodesh Baruch unfortunately ain't a mavchen, just like it says in Mitzrayim, the Malach won't be mavchen between this one and that one. Here too, the Malach won't be mavchen between those that are doing Aseis and Lois Aseis, and Chas V'Sholem getting oinish on that. That's the reason why the minik, which is prevalent in Klal Yisrael, is that everybody wears talesim ketanim, even though you don't have to. You don't even have to wear it during tefillah. During tefillah, it's a minik, you always wear it. But during the day, if you don't want to wear talis cotton, if you don't have a arba kanfis, you don't have to. But because it's considered to be in the derischa, that's why the minik for many, many generations has been that everybody buys a talis cotton and wears tzitzis at all times.
Why was it considered to be
in the Rizka?
Yeah.
Because unfortunately,
no,
you study Jewish history and you see the pogroms and you see Chmelnytsky and you see Yemach Shemoy Hitler in the Second World War, we have not had almost a restful day since Chorban Beis Hamikdash until today, maybe with a short period of time between the Second World War until today, but who knows what's going on in the world today. Never. But getting back to our Gemara, not Israel, it is Russian, even though here in America it's relatively peaceful, but look what's going on in Eretz Israel, and look what's going on in Arab countries, look what's going on in France, in Germany, in England, where anti-Semitism is rampant, and Nebuch Eden are suffering tsuris everywhere. Anyway, isn't Israel, on China? So that's the end of the story, the dialogue between the Malach and Rav Ketina. So now the Gemara is Medayik. Then I can understand why the Malach is getting upset at Rav Ketina and saying, hey, what's going on? You're wearing these begodim and you're not putting on tzitzis. I'm very angry at you. It's a chayvus gavra. Eliyam is chayvus talisu, holei mechayva. If it happens to be a chayva of the talis, that it's the beggar that requires tzitzis, these begodim don't require tzitzis. A sadin during the summer doesn't require tzitzis, and a two knafayim, a two cornered beggar doesn't require tzitzis. So what's he getting upset at him for? One second. So the Gemara wants to therefore be poishit that it's a chayvus gavra. So Akhimar, what's the right? Elamai Chavis Gabra, you're telling me it's Chavis Gabra? Nehi the Chayvi Rachmona, Avada, the trader was Machayiv, every Jew to put on tzitzis, ki mechzi talis abas chiyuva. When you're wearing a talis that has four quarters, Avadi Abachiv. Ki mechzi talis labas chiyuva, me Machayvi Rachmona. However, if you're wearing a talis that doesn't have four corners, there's no chiyuv in the trader that you have to dafka buy a talis or dafka buy a talis cotton and put it. No such thing. If it's not four quarters, you don't put it four quarters. Anyway, so bottom line is what the Gemara wants to say. Yeah, Avada isn't the Rischa maskim. But you have no raya from this story that it's more a Choyvas Gavra than it is a Choyvas Heftza or Choyvas Talis. Rather, what was the Malach telling Musar to Rav Ketina? Titztiki, lemifta nafshach mitzitzis. Are you titztiki? Titztiki means you're trying to find all types of eitzis and tachbulois, all types of loopholes to be potim in atzitzis. Don't find loopholes and be mechuyev in tzitzis and do the mitzvah. So lemaisa, we don't have a raya either way, whether it's a chayvus gavra or a chayvus cheftza, chayvus atalis, therefore no raya from what we just said. Shoki Morvait Om Raftubi Bar Kisna Om Reshmuel Klei Kufsa Chayav Metzitzis. Klei Kufsa means talesim which are lying in a box. In other words, like in a drawer. We're not talking about whether the drawer is mechuyev in tzitzis. Nobody ever heard of putting on tzitzis on furniture. We're talking about that the talis is lying in the kufsa inside a box. Chayav Metzitzis. In other words, he holds that it's a chuyves a talis, chuyves a chevtza, and not a chuyves gabra. Mem Aleph Omid Aleph. Umay de Shmuel. However, Shmuel agrees the Zokin Shasolich Vaida Ishebetura. If a Zokin made tzitzis, a talis, not to wear now when he's still alive, but to leave it as Tachrichem li Acher Meyavi Esrim, that's why he made it, then it's potter. Why is it potter? My time is Shetachasiba Omerachmana. Hai Lav Lechsuye Avida. The Torah is talking about a beggar asher techasba. We'll ask the Zokin, do you intend wearing this beggar now? No, quite to the contrary. I'm leaving it for the Acher Meyavi Esrim. Oh, since he's not intending to be mechasba, even if you hold that it's a choyvis chavtza, it's a choyvis atalis, but it's only that type of talis which is destined to be worn by an ish chai, says Rashi, a par chiyuva, not by a person who passed away. Therefore, no taina on him now to put the tzitzis on the talis.
So has mana milsahi from this?
What's that one?
Because he's making it, he's already prepared it for a tachrichin, so
he may feel that there's going to be a shortage in tachrichin. Maybe there is already a shortage, so he buys it in advance. So if and when the time comes, he'll have it ready. He'll tell his children as well, don't have to worry about buying or finding or making tachrichin. It's in the upper right hand side of my first dresser drawer, and it's there. You don't have to put tzitzis on at this time. However, Yishata, when he does pass away, make sure to shnell put on the tzitzis. Why? Because otherwise it'll be embarrassing. People say, oh, because he died, he doesn't have to wear tzitzis anymore. Everybody else is wearing tzitzis proudly. And this, I know you're all looking askance and wondering what's going on, but let's first understand the Gemara, and then you'll ask the kashas. the Gemara says at the time that the person wears, when the person passes away, and then we're going to go and put the talis on that person, we should certainly put on tzitzis. Why? Because it will be looking like loig l'rush. Loig l'rush means it's as if you're mocking the poor fellow. This poor fellow never passed away. Everybody else is wearing tzitzis. Look at it. Arba Kampf is wearing tzitzis. And he's wearing an Arba Kampf without tzitzis. Everybody's, you see, because he died. Name for loig l'rush. That's what our Gemara concludes. That is not the prevalent minhag in most communities. And Shulchan Aruch is brought based on a Tosfos elsewhere. I think Tosfos Ksubos, I believe, the Art Scroll gives you the citation. The Tosfos says that punkt verkehrt, that because of the fact that the person is no longer mechuyev tzitzis, if you're going to put tzitzis on him, that's going to be the loig l'rush. People are going to go and say, he's potter with a tzitzis, you're putting tzitzis on him. And therefore, the common custom of most chaver kaddishas today is, although you bury the person in a talis, in chutzlars, in Eretz Yisrael, they don't bury with a talis. But in chutzlars, where they bury with a talis, they passel the tzitzis even before they put it on the individual. How do they passel it? They usually go in court, cut one of the four corners where the tzitzis is attached to the beged, where the Gemara said already before, that's even less than gardumin. If you're cutting it over there, then there's nothing left of those tzitzis. So they leave the tzitzis on the beged, however, it's already cut, and therefore it's already possible.
It says like from here, you're supposed to put tzitzis.
Our Gemara says you are supposed to put
tzitzis. No, you're supposed to put a talis.
You do, you put it.
So in Eretz Yisrael, they don't put on a talis?
The meaning in Eretz Yisrael is not to pay the. I was talking about the minig in those places. He's saying those places where the Zokin went and bought such a talis and put it away, because he's talking about a place in America or other places where people are buried.
But a talis is talking about a garment. We don't know. We're talking. You're talking about whether you wear what we call a talis. But here, it's, I would think, maybe I'm wrong.
The Gemara says klei kufsa chayovim betzitzis or mayishmul bezokin shasol lechvoidi shabtura. Let's look at the first wide line of the Rashi. Klei kufsa talisois horuuyin letzitzis alva pishim kupelis umenachas bekufsa chayevus betzitzis halvay emedes hiliskasis vayashet dechasim akarina bay. And therefore, there's a din of chayevus talis. If it's a type of beged which is roy for tzitzis, and you bought it and you put it in your dresser drawer, make sure you put your talis tzitzis on your tzitzis on this talis as quickly as possible. Otherwise, you're going to be over on the din of the Ashet Chasiba of Chodesh Talis. However, if the reason why he bought it, says Rashi, the Tachrich, he didn't intend using it. He's already Zokin, he's already 119 years old. He has enough Talisim. In fact, he's still wearing his Talis from his El Tzeda, which is now somewhat frayed. He himself is 119 years old. But anyway, if he has now his brand new Talis that he bought and put in his dresser, and everybody asks him, hey, why did you buy a new Talis? You haven't been wanting a new Talis for the last 106 years since you became Bar Mitzvah, or since you got married, you haven't worn a new Talis? Oh, I bought it for Tachrich. Okay. But as soon as he passed away at 120th birthday, boom, you have to put the tzitzis on because of Leg the Rosh. No problem. And of course, our meaning is, like we said before, not to do it or to go and pass the tzitzis. So, more about Omer Rachba, Omer Rabbi Yehuda. This is really Rav Yehuda and not Reb Yehuda, but Rachba was a Talmud of Rav Yehuda, and therefore he spoke of him with great esteem, and he called him Reb Yehuda, like as if he had Smicha in Eretz Yisrael, but it's really Rav Yehuda from Bava, from Chutzlars. Anyway, so what did Rachba say in Reb Yehuda? Talish Nikra, Chutz Visholish Yitbar, Tarch Sholish Lo Yitbar. This is in fact one of the reasons for the Gzeder that we said yesterday, that people should not wear Sadin Mitzitzis. What's the problem? The problem is Shema Yikra. What happens if within the three etzbois, which are at the end of the garment, there's going to be a rip, and someone is going to go and stitch it up, and as he's stitching it up, he's going to see that he has some thread remaining, so he's going to have some loose threads hanging down, and those loose threads happen to be l'marshal of linen. Okay, and then he's going to go and add, he says, what do I have to go and buy in this foreign store? Or why do I have to go and manufacture brand new tzitzis? I'm going to leave these dangling threads as tzitzis, and I'm going to add to it my tchelis tzitzis. And therefore, I'm going to have a situation of linen and wool together. You're going to have a problem of shabbos. Therefore, the Gemara said yesterday, that's one of the reasons that we don't wear a linen garment, because I'm afraid that I'm going to have these linen tzitzis hanging when they're really not intended initially to be tzitzis. They were just intended to do the stitching up of a torn garment. However, since they're hanging down, he says, you know what? Leave them. I'm going to add another couple of tzitzis. The Chsoinish was medayik from yesterday's Gemara that you don't have to make tzitzis the way we traditionally do. You take a full garment and then you go and put through a hole. Some people have one hole, some people have two holes, but they go and put the tzitzis and they make it holy by putting the tzitzis through that hole and then folding it and making all the krichois, etc., etc. But you could even have that the tzitzis are from the very fabric of the original talus. That's what we see from our Gemara over here. That if the person sewed it up and he has a couple of loose strands hanging, the problem with that was because he wasn't mechavin to make tzitzis out of it. And Rashi said, therefore, it has a din of tasav lo mina asui. Tosi said, l'chayr, it's a problem because it's not lishma. The reasons overlap each other. But the point is, if the weaver at the time that he's doing that stitching up, or the seamstress, or whoever is doing the stitching, maybe it has to be a man, basically. But anyway, whoever is doing it, the tailor, Rabbeisai, not only am I fixing this talus which is torn, I'm doing it now lishay mitzvah tzitzis. That would be okay. But we're talking about a situation where we didn't say that. We're just going to have these dangling strands which you're going to want to use for tzitzis. Says the Gemara, it was nikra chutz l'shalosh yidfar. Then you can go and sew it up. I'm not concerned about the dangling thread. Toich shalosh lo yidfar. But don't do it within the last three etzvois. Whenever it says shalosh, it means shalosh etzvois. By tvachim be shalosh tvachim. Shalosh, this is shalosh. Anyway, what's the point? The point is, since above three etzvois, that's the conclusion of today's Gemara on the Amud Beis. And it's going to be a machloikis whether it's three or four. But the conclusion is going to be that you have to put the tzitzis within three etzvois, take out your tzitzis afterwards and measure and see whether the hole is within three etzvois. It should be. If it's within three etzvois, that's the mokum of chiyuv of tzitzis. So then I'm taka noivis that if it got torn and I'm going to go and stitch it up, I'm going to use those dangling threads for tzitzis. And I'm going to add two more of tchelis. It's going to be shleil lishma, taslim, and asui. However, if it's higher up on the beged, since you can't put tzitzis at that point anyway, it's just too high on the beged. You can't put a tzitzis in the middle like we have by the talis kula. It's got to be by the four corners. So there's nothing to worry about if you have dangling thread. You have dangling thread, you're not going to use it for the tzitzis. Tanya mihaki, talish nikra chutz lishalosh, yidfar, you can fix it. Toyosholish, the mayor I'm a lawyer for. Chum I'm a yidfar. Even though the chum say yidfar, we pass him like a mayor because Rav Yehuda, Rav Brachba, and Rav Yehuda held like this Rebbeim. The Shavit. Shloyovia fil amal amim mokem acher, but chaylis v'toyleba. The Shavit should maybe chaylim mokem acher v'toyleba. What happens, Taka, if the corner is torn and you have a good idea? You know what I'm going to do? I have this old talus here in Besmedish. Nobody uses it anymore. I asked the Rav, and they said, yeah, it's hefka, you can go and take it. Nobody's using it, so he goes and cuts off the entire corner with the tzitzis attached to it still dangling, and he's going to make sure not just to go and cut off three etzvois, he'll take five etzvois, he'll take a gansa amma. He'll go and now fix it, he'll go and sew it onto the other beged that was torn in the corner, and now we have beautiful tzitzis. Now you can't do that. That would be a task of a limina osi situation, since you're putting it on a beged that at the moment was not roi, and it's already, the tzitzis is already made. Can't go and take tzitzis from a corner. Once it's just on the corner, you cut out the corner from the existing beged, it's no longer mechuyev and tzitzis. That little nothing is nothing, and you only have that one corner. You don't have four corners of tzitzis. So therefore, it's going to be a tassel. And also, you're going to put it on, no good. However, Shabbat, everybody, you should make tchelim mokamacher. What you can do is bring back an old pair of tzitzis, and you can go and unravel the tzitzis in that corner and use it in another talus. In other words, you're allowed to go and transfer tzitzis from one talus to another. You can recycle it, but you have to unravel it each time and insert it once again. Obelvat, like the aim of Sekes, make sure that, says Rashi, Sheikol Chuter Shleimim, that all of the strands are Bishleimis. And the top toise says, Tzarechien, my Perusha, my Ashminim. So, of course, if they're not kosher tzitzis, if they're cut, and they're broken, they're torn, they're cut, and of course, we're talking about that they're good. What's the habit of it? Why does he have to say it over here? Every time you're making Arab kamzes, you're putting on tzitzis, make sure your tzitzis are gans. What's going on? So the Shita Mekubetza says a very nice pshat. Shita Mekubetza says that as we know, Lechatchila, you're supposed to have the shear that Gemara is going to talk about a little later. B'diavad, you can go and use gardumim. What's gardumim? As long as it has kedei aniva, says the Gemara. The kedei aniva, that's a b'diavad after the fact. It wore kosher tzitzis and it got torn, it got caught on something. Okay, kedei aniva. But lechatchila, don't put on brand new tzitzis which are kedei aniva. So therefore, shleitu mafsekes means they're still kosher, but they're not sholei. So he disagrees with Rashi, but then we understand what the chiddush is. Anyway, Shamas mina lechay. What we see from this price is matir mibeged lebeged, that you are allowed to go and transfer tzitzis from one beged to the other, as long as you unravel it and start from fresh. And we're going to have in the Gemara another couple of lines that this is a major machloket between Rav and Shmuel, whether you're allowed to be matir mibeged lebeged. Lechay. From here, I have a starker right that you are allowed to be matir mibeged lebeged. But you want to shkara dilmid ibaloi. Maybe it's talking about that the old beged from which you're taking the tzitzis, that old beged is already worn out, and therefore that's why you're removing it. Then it's okay, because the svara of Rav, who's going to say, ain't matir mi beged le beged, is all based on a bizoyin. You're removing the tzitzis from a kosher talis, you're being mevazit, even though your purpose is to put it on a new one, but you're being mevazit the old talis. But if the old talis is never bizoyin anyway, no, nishkefer. I get yonte, zayyavent. After yonte. Oh, you have to fight? Okay, very good. Beautiful. Be well, Brother Shai. For l'chaim l'shulam, hope to see you.
Posting this to the, maybe I'll get it before.
Adanish.
I don't have to bother to go.
Yeah, it's never a bother. And then, yeah,
I'll be careful, Shai. I'll be zealous to do it quickly.
Sorry?
That's a bizarrean to. What do you do with old tzitzis?
You talk about the tzitzis themselves are old?
You have a towel cut.
Okay, so what do you do with that towel?
Yeah, it sounds like you can't.
You're stuck?
You want to go and transfer the tzitzis to another beggar?
No, you just want to. I don't know.
You're not going to use it anymore.
I'm used to ripping off the tzitzis and.
He's using as bookmarks.
Yeah, right. Okay. That's right.
For halachic issues, discuss it with your competent Orthodox rabbi. But the world does this. A lot of people put it in Sheamus. It's not required to be put in Sheamus.
The garment.
The whole thing?
Back put the garment in Sheamus. Right?
Yeah, that's a lot of people.
Before the war, they used to take Talis Gadol and they cut them up like Talis Gadol.
Huh?
They used to take pictures of Talis Gadol before the war.
That looked like a Talis Gadol?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I never saw it, but fine. It sounds good to me.
My father, Rav Shlomo, he had a Talis cotton of wool. It was very heavy in his beater. It was very, in Chicago, it was very...
A lot of people buy the Chachila, a woolen Talis cotton. The reason why they do that, because according to everybody, that's Mechuyim and Atoyah. If you're buying a cotton Talis cotton, it's Mechuyim between the Mechab and Ramah, whether you mechuyev in tzitzis min haTorah or only mit Rabban, and this is totally in the machlokes we have between the two Tanit Verei Bishmol, what's the definition of the word beged. But anyway, Dilmadi Baloi, if it's a worn out beged, it's not a bizoyin because you are salvaging the tzitzis from total disuse, and now you're going to reuse them. So if a kid, it's like COVID, no problem. Turn Rabban. Tal is shekula tcheles. Whenever the tal is totally mad at tcheles. Kol min tzivoyin and poichin ba. Chutz mi kol ilan. So Rashi explains that we learned already in the first Mishnah of our Perek that the custom was that you have two tzitzis made out of chutei lovan and two made out of chutei tzcheles. Aha. Okay. What's the reason why it was chutei lovan? So Rashi explained. Gemara explained because it says in the pasuk hakonav, it's got to be min konav, and roiv of the talisim were made out of white. Most of the begodim were white, so therefore you had the white wool that was min kodah. What happens, however, if you have a talis which is totally made out of tcheles? In other words, the followers of koirach. You have a talis of tcheles. It's made, the total talis is made out of blue wool, and now you want to add. So if you're going to add min konav, and you're also going to add tcheles strings, then all of the strings are going to be tcheles. And says Rashi, no, the ikr is that you should have two marais. We are makbid that they should have two separate colors. So therefore, since you are going to have the tcheles strands out the tcheles dikadin, that you have to have it. If tcheles is available, you have to put tcheles on your tzitzis. So then what do you do with the fact that the talis kula tcheles? Don't use another two strands made out of tcheles, which would be totally identical, and don't even use chutz mikol le'ilan, don't even use two strands which are dyed blue, which look like tchelis. Rather, what you should put on is put on red strands, put on green strands, put on white strands, but don't put on blue strands, because it's supposed to have two separate meanings. Tosis suggests that this is only Aliba de Rebbe, that Rebbe learned back in the Gemara right after we finished the Mishnah, that having two separate lovan and having tchelis, that's ma'akit. Remember, the Chacham say it's not ma'akit. Gemara says, Re'isai, the Mulam, the Shema'akvin, says that the Rebbe, Chacham, ain't ma'akvin. He had this back on Lamed Chesam and Aleph after the Mishnah. Anyway, so bottom line is, Talis Kula Tchelis, use any other color for the min konaf. The other two should be the regular tchelis. Zumtai. But chutz mikol le'ilan, don't use blue of real tchelis, and don't use kol le'ilan, which is such fake tchelis. Fake Gemara Meisvei.
We saw a guy with a Tony Blue Palace.
Blue Palace?
You have to be a lady.
A lady. So did he have two different colors?
He had white.
Meisvei, talis ain't pointed by elamino. Oh, talis, you have to use the same min. What happens if you do with talis shekula tchelis? What do you do? Maybe it's tchelis. Vidover acher v'toilabot. Like we just said, go and put two tchelis strings, and the other should be a dover acher, meaning white, green, blue, yellow, orange, but not blue. The kala ilan lo yavi. Kala ilan, like we said before, don't break. Vimhevi, but b'diavet. If you did, it's kosher. So the kasher digmar is from the vimhevi kosher. From the first braisa, it's mashma, chutz mikala ilan, that it doesn't work even b'diavet. The second braisa is telling you that it does work b'diavet. Don't we have a stira between the two braisos? I'm not by Yitzchak Lekashi. Kambetalis bas Arbo Chutim. Kambetalis bas Shmoyne Chutim. The first price is talking about that you had four Chutim altogether. And it's saying that if of the four Chutim, two of them are going to be Kola Ilan, no good. Why is it no good? Because we have this Kpeida of having two separate Mares, two separate colors. One's got to be the blue of the Tchelis, and one's got to be white or green or yellow, something else, but not Tchelis or Kola Ilan. That's the first price. Second price, talking about Talis Bas, Shmoyne Chutim. What means Shmoyne Chutim? That you already had full set of regular tzitzis, and now you're adding to it additional tzitzis made out of Kola Ilan. That is a separate Baal Tosef issue. But we're not worried about the Baal Tosef issue at the moment. What we're more concerned about is that if you're going to put Kola Ilan on that Beged, then eventually the person is going to realize I got too many tzitzis, and he's going to go and snip some of the tzitzis off and want to transfer them to another beged. Oh, if you're going to transfer to another beged, people assume that these are tchelis, because after all it was on a kosher talis until now, so I could take these what appears to be kosher kola ilan tzitzis and transfer it to another talis. Therefore they say, don't do it. So maybe b'dievet, if it's on, it's kosher, it doesn't upset the problem of the two marais, because I already have full-fledged Shmoyne Chutim of kosher tzitzis. I'm just adding to that existing two marais, one out of white and one out of blue tchelis, or green and blue tchelis, red and blue tchelis. So that's okay. I'm just adding kolein in addition. Okay, so I'm not causing a problem of two marais. It has already two marais. I only have a problem with the chash, you're going to take it off and use it for another talis. Oh, so therefore, be the evidence kosher. Oh, we just said that. Shema Mitzvah. No, anyway, what do we see from this Braisa? The Matim Ibegel Ibegel. That if you're concerned about that he's going to take off these extra tzitzis and put it on another talis, how can you do that? I, Rav Holtz, ain't matirin me beggar the beggar. So I have a raya once again that you can be matirin me beggar the beggar. If the point only the Ovad, we're not talking about that it's a heter to do it. You're not allowed to do it according to Rav. What the Gemara is concerned is what happens if a person is Amma Arat, or the person is desperate, he doesn't have any other tzitzis. Is he going to go and take these tzitzis over these kala ilan, going to put it on another beged, and people assume that these are tchelis, the oven. If he did it, then, says the Gemara, it won't be kosher. That's why the chetchila don't allow him to add kala ilan strands to his existing talis. But we're not giving a heter, you're allowed to be matcha, if he did it. Sayyidina Chanam, the Gemara now brings that machloikis, and the Gemara brings three machloikis in, which are on the surface unrelated to each other. The reason why the Gemara combines the three together is because, as we'll see in a moment, one of the halachas deals with being madlik miner lener by ner Chanukah, which is brought in Mesechtes Shabbos in the famous sugya of Bame Madlikin. And Rashi says over there that the reason why these three come together is because Bechol Atera Kula, we always paskin like Rabbi Isuri and like Shmuel Ben Mamayne. We paskin like Rab, Bedini, or Bisuri, and like Shmuel Ben Mamayni, except for these three. These are the three exceptions to the rule. What are the three exceptions? Itmar. Rab, Omer, Imatir, Bebeg, Lebeg. You can't go and switch tzitzis from one beg to the other. You might remember before, made an exception, Ibaloi, if it got worn out. Ushmuel, Omer, Imatir, Lebeg, you're allowed to do the Chachilah, no problem. It's not a Bizoyin because you're putting it on another tzitzis. If you're just taking it off, that's one thing. But if you're putting on a new baguette, that's okay. Rabba may madlik miner lener. On Chanukah you can't go be madlik from one net to the other. Shmuel Amar madlik, and you are allowed to be madlik miner lener. By the way, in Masechta Shabbos, machloik is when Rav says ain madlikin. Is it talking about one ner directly to another ner, or is it the year having a shamus, for instance, in between that you are lighting the shamus from an existing ner and then transferring it to another ner? Anyway, machloik is there in the Gemara what exactly the situation is, whether it's talking about directly from light one to light two, ner one to ner two, or it's with the an intermediary in between. Shmuel Amalikim, Shmuel says, not a problem, you can't be matik, miner l'ner. Rav Amen, aloch kereb Shimon, begreira, Shmuel Amaloch kereb Shimon, begreira. What's the machlik begreira? We'll see that in another moment, the more we'll explain. Omer Abayis, Abayis said, komili demar. Mar is referring to Rabba. Abayis says, Rabba always felt, he always paskin like Ovid Kirav. By all in yonim of dinim of isurim isav heter, he always passing like Rav. The bar v'hani passed the Ovid Kishmuel, except for these three, where we passing like Shmuel, and that's why the three come together. Matir mi beged le beged umadlikim miner le ner v'aloch Reb Shimon begreira, like we said according to Shmuel. Now, what is this business of Reb Shimon begreira? This anya we learned in the brayser Reb Shimon oimer goyir odem mita kisa v'safsel v'vachli iskaven lasa ischritz. What is this all about? About a melacha, a davar she'eino miskaven. What's this melacha? On Shabbos, it's an over capacity crowd. People are coming from right and left and left and right to hear the drasha, Shabbos Shuva drasha. Or it's a bar mitzvah and ofru for Shabbos brachas and a lot of guests, and there aren't enough chairs or not enough benches. So there's an extra chair or another bench in the backyard, and they decide, okay, so let's go and bring it in. So of course, if you have 12 people carrying it all at one time, it wouldn't be a problem. However, the problem was most people are davening. The only people that are nervous about this are the shamosim or the bali simcha, so they start dragging it. And as they're dragging the kisei or the safsel in the backyard, they are making chritzim. They're making ditches in the back. Oy vevey! It's a toldor, maybe it's an av of choyrish. You're now making furrows. After that, if you want to, go and spread out seeds and start planting. So you have a problem of choyrish. But that wasn't his kavana. His kavana was to go and just schlep in the smita kisa v'safsel for the guests. Says Reb Shimon, this is mutter. Why? Because it's a malacha she'ena miskavenes, or it's a davar she'ena miskaven. That's a better term, shkoyach. Since davar she'ena miskaven is mutter. According to Reb Yehuda, however, it's awesome. Of course, it's a psikoreisha, everybody agrees. We're not talking about a psikoreisha situation. Anyway, so says Rav, we do not paskin like Reb Shimon, we paskin like Reb Yehuda by davar she'ena miskaven. Shmuel says we paskin like Reb Shimon, then Reb Shimon miskaven, and therefore the halacha is like Shmuel, the halacha is like Reb Shimon. Good. Now let's get back to tzitzis.
Rav Yehuda.
This is a new shtick. Put two dots over here, and we start brand new. We come back to tzitzis. Rav Yehuda Masala the Katzer. Rav Chanina Ovid Lasisa. Ravina Chayid Lehu Mechit. What's the problem over here? You have to go and give your tzitzis for cleaning. And your wife says you can't go and put it into the washing machine because it's going to shrink, and it's going to go and wear out, and it's going to get torn. You know what? Give it professionally. You'll have to pay a few dollars. Give it to the professional dry cleaner. The problem is, you give it to the dry cleaner, he may do a very good job, and some of the tzitzis may fall out, may get torn. What is the cleaner going to do? He doesn't want to give back a damaged good. He'll see that one of the tchelis strands came off. He'll go and go to his local yarn store, local thread store, and he's going to go and put on a brand new thread of blue. And of course, that blue won't be with chilazon; it's going to be with kala ilan, just with a blue dye. So what's the halacha? If Yehuda says, I'm not noivis about it, Masla the katsura. He didn't say anything, didn't do anything. He was not choishish that the katsura, katsura is the name of the
laundry.
Cleaner, the launderer. The reason why it's called laundry, the Gemara says elsewhere, because when you give it to the laundry, it gets katsur, it gets shortened, it gets shrunk. When you wash something, especially out of wool, it can shrink. Anyway, so he gave it to the katsura without worrying. He was worried, and he took the titzis and he folded it into a nice, like a little ball, so that the launderer wouldn't even get to it. While Ravina Chaitlu Mechit, he would go and sew up a pouch on the. In fact, many of our titzis, look at your talis cotton, many of them have a pouch in the corner. So he would go and take the titzis and put it in that pouch, and then he would Chaitlu, he would go and stitch it up, so that when he got it back, he would open it up, and the launderer wouldn't be able to get to the titzis. Tonerbat. How many chutin do you put through? The Gemara is going to say something unbelievable. Beishamai Oimim Dalit, like we do it. Beisil Oimim Gimel, a rare case that we follow Beishamai and not Beisil. The Kamatei Bishaleshes, how long should it be hanging down? The way Rashi learns, hanging down means from the Gedil. Gedil is that upper part which is somewhat similar to a braid, where you did all your krichois, 7, 8, 11, 13, you did all your ksharim. From that comes down the onuf, come down the psilim. So Rashi says, it's talking about that. When it says mishuleshes, it really should be mishulsheles. How much is it mishalshel? Mishalshel, like a lushen, shalsheles, like a chain hanging down. How much should it be hanging down? Bishami omim dalim means four etzbois. Beisil omim gimel, three etzbois. Now, as we'll see in the Gemara in another moment, there are different ways of measuring etzbois. You can measure etzbois by using the middle fingers. You can use the agudel, the thumb, or you can use the pinky. Everybody knows the agudel, the thumb, is thicker than all the others. Everybody knows that the pinky is smaller than all the others, and that the middle fingers are middle fingers. They're in the middle. Aha. Okay, so when we say four etzbois, what are we, or three etzbois, what are we talking about? Basil is referring to the larger etzbois, meaning four agudlim, not four pinkies, and not four middle fingers. As the Gemara tells us, Omer Papa, tefach via raisa, how do you measure a tefach min atayra? Dalet begudl, four thumbs, shispiktana, six pinkies, chomesh betilza, and five. Tilta literally means the middle finger, the amma, that's the third finger, amma, the amma. However, Rashi says, lav dafka, the same thing applies to the second finger. I presume the same thing applies to the fourth finger. They don't talk about the fourth finger so much because that's really not such an independent finger. Because if you try to open up your fourth finger, you see it doesn't go all the way unless you push it with the other hand or something. It's always kind of schleps along with the third finger. Anyway, regardless, the point is that when Basil said, Achas, that it's going to be gimel etzvois, it means gimel etzvois of the gudel, which are the larger size as opposed to the smaller size. The Gemara doesn't tell us what Beishamai's four etzvois are, but presumably the same. The Gemara just doesn't address it. Rav Huna says, now we're talking already now into the Amoraim, and what's halacha lemaisa? So Amar Rav Huna, dalid. Oh, so I said that Rashi learns that this is going on the psilim. Toisus, however, disagrees. Toisus says that we're talking about the gedil, that the gedil up above should be, according to Beis Shammai, four etzbois, and down below you should have eight etzbois, because the Gemara said before, Rashi said before,
a two to one ratio.
So therefore, if up above you have four, you'll have dangling down below eight, and four plus eight, you'll be 12 etzbois, and you'll have altogether three tvach. Anyway, but Rashi says we're talking about the psilim and not talking about the gedil. So machlokes. Good. So how do we paskin? Jog the Gemara. We have now a number of amirayim. Omer Rav Huna, dalid betoich, dalid mishalesh is dalid. So Rav Huna starts off number one. It's got to be four strings, like Beishamai. It's got to be mishuleshes dalid, meaning it's got to come down four etzbois, either the gdil or the psilim, Rashi toises. But he adds one more thing, betoich dalid, that when you make the hole and you attach the tzitzis, they have to be within four etzbois of the corner of the garment. Rav Yehuda Amar Gimel, Betoich Gimel, Mishulesh is Gimel. So Rav Yehuda holds like Beis Hillel on two of the three halachas. Number one, it's got to be three all together three strands instead of four. It's got to be that it hangs down three etzbois and not four. But he says, but the gimel's got to be within three etzbois from the corner.
Are we going to explain how you get to three to eight? I mean, with four, you fold it over and you have eight.
You won't have eight. You only have six. Doesn't say that you have to have eight.
Okay. The whole thing about the target mitzvah is having the whole gematria suddenly gets shattered then, right?
I'll leave it to Hilchus.
Okay.
Papa Hilchus, what's the halacha? Dalit, taka like we do, like we have that minute, four go through and therefore it becomes eight. B'toich shalosh, it should be within three etzbois, like we said in the Omer Aleph. Mishulash is Arab and it should come down four etzbois, either the gdil, like Toises learns, or the psilim, like Rashi learns. Tomorrow, lememra, based on what you're telling me, this lushura, you're telling me that the tzitzis, the length of tzitzis has a shear, or a mini avakasha. Tzitzis, ain't tzitzis ella yoitze, the ain't tzitzis ella mashahu. What means ain't tzitzis ella yoitze? Says Rashi, totally the yoitze is the last Rashi in the bottom of the Yomid. Yoitze means totally the yoitze in a kind of mashu. In other words, it's like yoitze tzizan. You want to be yoitze. Yeah. So it doesn't have to be major.
Big tzitzis.
You might ask yoitze as long as epis. I presume the mashu would be at least kidei aniva,
right.
But nothing major. And what's the reason why? Because ain't tzitzel mashu. Ukvar olu zikni beisham. If zikni beisham, la'aliyaz yoichan ben besayir, abhi omrut, tzitzel ain't no shir. No shir of tzitzis. My love, ain't no shear cloud. Doesn't mean that tzitzis doesn't have any shear, and you're telling me it's got to be three etzbois, four etzbois, gedil, psel, no shear. To a light. There is no maximum. You could have tzitzis that go and drag all the way to the ground, and you'll see sometimes people have very long tzitzis. That's no problem. However, there's a shear lamata, and the mata is, it's got to be at least three or four etzbois. You told me kiyotze by lulav. You can tell me lulav. Also, ain't no shear. How can I have no shear? Cloud? What the name? Lulav sheish by gimel tvachim elan ena by kosher. By a lulav, the minimum shear has to be at least three tvachim so that you can go and shake the lulav. If it's so small that you can't even shake it, then it's not kosher. And the seller is just shaking you down by selling you a non-kosher lulav. Is the charai that there is a shear? El ein l'shir l'mali just means to say there's no maximum. That's why you see sometimes people have these long lulavim. Av yesh shir l'mata, but there's a shir l'mata. Och, and I'm the same thing applies to tzitzis. Ein l'shir l'mala, yesh shir l'mata, vada, there is a minimum. And the minimum is either three or four etzbois, depending on the mat yamrim. We paskin, it's got to be four etzbois. It's got to be the gdil, like Toises says. And therefore, it's going to be four on top, eight on the bottom, meaning the gdil and the psilim is going to be 12 altogether. But that's, of course, lechat chela. But even a mashu, meaning the has to be gardumen, at least of kidei aniva, that you can go and make a bow around all the remaining other strands. Boisa is Agibench, Marcy Matoiva, and get you on it, and get Yom Tov.